Patrick McNee, the British-born actor best known as dapper secret agent John Steed in the long-running 1960s TV series The Avengers, has died. He was 93. McNee died Thursday of natural causes with his family at his bedside in Rancho Mirage, his son Rupert said in a statement. The clever spy drama, which began in 1961 in Britain, debuted in the United States in 1966. It ran for 8 seasons and continued in syndication for decades afterward. McNee's character appeared in all but 2 episodes, accompanied by a string of beautiful women who were his sidekicks. The most popular was likely Diana Rigg, who played sexy junior agent Emma Peel from 1965 to 1968. Honor Blackman played Catherine Gale from 1962 to 1964, and Linda Thorson was Tara King from 1968 to 1969. "We were in our own mad, crazy world," McNee told the Wichita Eagle in 2003 when The New Avengers was being issued on DVD. "We were the TV Beatles. We even filmed in the same studio." But while he made his name internationally playing a smart, debonair British secret agent, McNee was never a fan of the James Bond movies. "I think their stories aren't that realistic," he told Salt Lake City's Deseret News in 1999. "I think the sadism in them is horrifying. On the other hand, the books, the James Bond books, were fascinating," as he noted in his droll 1992 autobiography, Blind in One Ear. McNee's early life matched that of his famed character, John Steed, in many ways. The fictional John Wickham Gascoigne Beresford Steed was born in the mid-1920s to a noble British family, educated at Eton, and served in the military during World War II. Daniel Patrick McNee was born February 6, 1922, in London to a pair of eccentrics, and he also attended Eton, although he claimed to have been thrown out for dealing in horse race bets and pornography. He also served in the military during World War II, captaining torpedo boats that sought to destroy German U-boats in French waters. Before he left Eton, McNee had discovered acting. He apprenticed in the British Theater, toured in provincial theaters, and made his film debut as an extra in the 1938 film Pygmalion. At 19, he married Barbara Douglas, and they had 2 children, Rupert and Jenny. After the war, McNee graduated from drama school, but he had trouble finding work, moving to Canada at one point to hunt for acting jobs. "I did desert my family," he admitted to the Sunday Mail. "I left when my son Rupert was 5 and my daughter Jenny was 3, and I will always feel bad about that." He married actress Kate Woodville in 1965, but they divorced in 1969. His final marriage was to Baba Mahos de Nagaisenye in 1988. McNee became an American citizen in 1959 and moved to Palm Springs in 1967, saying the dry desert air benefited his daughter, who suffered from asthma. Among his films, Hamlet, starring Laurence Olivier, A Christmas Carol, Until They Sail, Lay Girls, Young Doctors in Love, Sweet 16, and This is Spinal Tap. He had a memorable comic turn in the latter film as British entrepreneur Sir Dennis Eaton Hogg. Before The Avengers, he had appeared in such TV shows as Twilight Zone, Rawhide, and Playhouse 90, among many others. But it was The Avengers that provided a permanent living for McNee. He owned 2.5% of the profits, and the series continued to play worldwide into the 21st century. He explained why in his interview with the Deseret News. "It's a very simple reason. It's extremely good. I feel very justified and delighted in seeing, after all these years, that the show works." This article posted by Lynn Elber, AP. The story contains biographical material compiled by late Associated Press Entertainment writer Bob Thomas.